And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. As well as McBoob's Laundromat in Elkton, offering self-serve laundry, or call 989-551-5192 to schedule your drop-off service today for only $1.50 a pound. The Huron County Planning Commission continued work on proposed utility-scale solar ordinance changes during a meeting this week, focusing on setback requirements, project acreage definitions, and whether to extend the county's moratorium on new solar applications. Farmers and DTE energy representatives urge commissioners to preserve local control and landowner rights, while other residents called for stronger protections for agricultural land and neighboring property owners. Commissioners approved a technical amendment clarifying how solar project acreage is calculated, but postponed action on several other proposed changes. Additional discussions are expected before recommendations are sent to the Huron County Board of Commissioners. And a Huron County District Court hearing today addressed a missed court date for Tia Michelle Schertz. Judge Ferris held a show cause hearing to determine why Schertz failed to appear for a previous pretrial. Schertz claimed she received the notice in her mailbox on the day of the scheduled hearing, 2 hours after the appointed time. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani challenged that explanation, citing a history of miscommunications. Pahani noted that Schertz had previously appeared via Zoom in June, but her former attorney withdrew following a breakdown in their relationship. The court appointed Michael Murawski to represent Schertz. However, the prosecution stated that Murawski reported having no contact with his client as of his last appearance on July 9th. Judge Ferris assessed a $30 show cause fee against Schertz for the absence. The court reset the plea cutoff for August 13th, 2026 at 9:30 a.m. The judge ordered Schertz to contact her attorney immediately to prepare for the upcoming date, warning her to arrive on time. And a status conference in Huron County District Court for the case of People v. Joseph Paul Fulton stalled today as the defendant failed to appear. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach told the court she had no contact with Fulton, noting that a recent attempt to reach him via landline resulted in an abrupt hang-up. Weisenbach also challenged the handling of her client's bond, stating she was not consulted when the court and the prosecutor's office arranged for his release to seek medical treatment. She specifically questioned the decision to provide Fulton with Zoom instructions for a preliminary examination at a bus station, arguing that such appearances are not permitted for that stage of the proceedings. Judge Ferris declined to issue a bench warrant for the defendant, citing the court's previous decision to release Fulton due to severe health concerns, including the need for ongoing dialysis. The court adjourned the status conference until August 13th at 9 a.m., to allow the defense time to locate the defendant and confirm his current status. And we will be right back after this message from Bresky Siding and Building Repair with your obituaries. And we'll be right back after that from McBoov's with your national and international news.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years' experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
That's right, Ayanna. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
Here are your obituaries for this hour. Mary E. Summerline,
83 of Ubley passed away Friday, July 24th in Bay City, Michigan. She was born on July 25th, 1942. Mary was united in marriage to George D. Rusty Simmerline of Detroit on June 23rd, 1962. Mary is survived by her sons George, Greg, 4 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. A private burial with the immediate family will take place at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. And Robert Joseph Copenhagen, age 83 of Bad Axe, passed away July 23, 2026. Robert was born on March 23, 1943 in Richmond, Michigan. Robert Copenhagen and Betty Distelrath were united in marriage on October 9, 1965 in St. Clair, Michigan. Robert is survived by his 4 children, Don, Pamela, Dean, and Stephen, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. A private celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. And John T. Moore of Kindy passed away peacefully on July 28, 2026. John was born in Bad Axe, Michigan on May 8, 1939. He married the love of his life, Margaret Fisher, in 1962. She succeeds him as well as 3 children. He is also survived by 7 grandchildren, along with 6 great-grandchildren, and 2 more on the way. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be offered in care of Margaret Moore to be used to support educational opportunities for students. Mass of Christian burial will be held on Saturday, August 1st at 11 a.m. at St. Michael Catholic Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Visitation will be held on Friday, July 23rd, 2026 at McAlpine Gage Chapel in Kindy from 2 to 8 p.m. and also on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Mubu's Laundromat in Elkton, and I have a confession to make. I actually enjoy doing laundry. I know, people tell me that's a little weird, but that's good news for you. While you're at work, at the ball field, or just enjoying your weekend, I'll wash, dry, and fold your laundry for just $1.50 a pound. Drop it off. I'll take care of the rest. Just give me a call at 989-551-5192. We'll even work around your schedule with drop-off times. Need your clothes pressed? We do that too. Or, if you'd rather do it yourself, stop by our clean, self-service laundromat. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with large capacity washers for everything from everyday clothes to king-size comforters and plenty of folding space. We make laundry day easy. McBoob's Laundromat is veteran-owned and operated at 5010 Brown Street in Elkton. Call 989-551-5192. Everybody's got dirty laundry. Bring it here.
And we are back with your national and international news. Former public health officials have appeared before a House subcommittee investigating the origins of COVID-19 and early pandemic management. Tense exchanges highlighted ongoing political debates over federal research funding, transparent record keeping, and the classification of early epidemiological data. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle pressed for clearer protocols governing federal health agencies, with committee leaders promising further legislative proposals on scientific transparency before the fall recess. And a coalition of 19 state attorneys general have filed a lawsuit in federal court challenging the Environmental Protection Agency's revised rules on hydrofluorocarbons, commonly known as HFCs. The petition argues that relaxing phase-down schedules for potent greenhouse gases used in commercial refrigeration violates established congressional mandates under the AIM Act. State officials argue the weakened timeline undermines nationwide climate targets, setting up a major judicial test over administrative authority and environmental protection standards. Meeting in South Korea, the UNESCO World Heritage Committee concluded its annual session by adding 25 new cultural and natural sites to the World Heritage List. The newly designed locations include ancient archaeological landscapes and pristine marine reserves across multiple continents. Delegates highlighted the importance of sustainable tourism and international funding to protect fragile cultural treasures against climate threats and urban encroachment. In South Korea's Defense Acquisition Agency, officially announced the completion of development for the KF-21 multi-role fighter jet. The advanced aircraft passed rigorous flight testing to begin replacing aging aerospace inventory. South Korean defense officials called the milestone a huge step for domestic aerospace engineering, establishing the nation as an international exporter of modern defense equipment. And we will be right back after this message from Zimmerman and Sons.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.